vowel from the base. Second line from the bottom. Pasuk says in Shir Shirim Kibbutzei Sov Tal Talim Shtoros Ka'orev. Summer of Chista Amar Ukva. What does Kibbutzei Sov Tal Talim mean? Malam B'sheyesh Lidur Shal Kol Kutz V'Kutz. And every point on top of a letter of the Torah, you can darshan tilei tilim shel halachas, mountains or hills and hills, piles and piles of halachas.
Do we actually see that? I mean, that we learn halachas from.
Do we actually see it? We do make some halachas from the kudos, etc. From the tagim. In Nigla, very very little is learned. In Nistra, there's a lot which is learned from the Tag.
This is.
So, but then.
It says halachos.
Yeah, but you know.
Are they always the same no matter who writes the Torah? I mean, it's always the same exact little things.
Yes, with reservation. That they're there is everybody agrees that they're there. Exactly how you shape them is some things that's machlokes. Apparently there was a madrega of drushas which we're not familiar with. At least I'm not familiar with. Shcheres korev b'miata moitzon. Where do you find this ability to darshan these kites of kites till the shalachas? In b'misha mashki mamari balei in the base of medrash shehish charis, he's darshaning over here charis a lashon of shacharis, and karev is lashon of arvis. Rashi says the person who's there early in the morning, the person there late at night, that's the person who will be able to uncover these halachas. That's Mar Ukba. Rabba Rabba Misha Mashra Panav Aleim Ka'arev. He darkens his face. The strain that he puts is so to the point that he wears his body out physically to it, like his face is dark. Rabba Omar Bimisha Mesim. Before I say the next piece, one of Rebbeim many years ago used to always say that we need to connect our minds to the mind, the understanding of the Torah, as opposed to imposing on the Torah our attitudes. Okay, with that introduction, Rav Amar B'Misha Meisim Atzmai Achzori Albono V'Albanei Beisoi Ko'i Rev. The same with the Orev, the raven is not concerned with the raising of his children. It goes off and does his own thing. So a person wants to be successful, he's busy worrying about this famous Maaseh of Chaim Brisker. He says, I want to see that person. So what are you talking about? He says, I was just talking to somebody recently. I asked him, why do you spend more time learning? He says, listen, I got to take care of my kids. My children will learn. So he said to me, no, your father said the same thing. And your grandfather said the same thing. I'm waiting for that child who's going to be the one who's going to learn. Each generation says, yeah, I got to work. I got to spend my time working because I got to take care of my kids. Well, stop worrying about your kids so much and learn yourself. Rav Adar B'Masna was going to learn. Amar Lei Deveso, his wife said to him, Yenuki Didoch Mai Avid, the little children, what do I do with the kids? Amar Lami Shlimu Kermei B'Hagama, there's no arrowroot available in the marsh to eat. It's very healthy. It's a starch. It has protein in it. You can make it into a flour. You can make bread out of it. And so the problem is, you take some arrowroot and feed the kids. I'm going to learn. I had a chaver of mine, very very big tamal chacham person. He's a dying now. The chasham is dying. Kishurim and Tresham Mishpin. He, I don't know what's now, I haven't kept up with him lately, but he had three children which were profoundly deaf. And it was very painful for him to picture this idea that, you know, that his son will never reach the madrigal of learning that he loved for his son to reach. So he went to Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal for a meeting. So Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal, his meetings were like, you get, I think, 6 minutes. Like, if you had a 6 minute time slot for to present your issue. And that was it. You got your answer in the 6 minutes, and that was it. He had people which would, you know, make appointments, you'd take a walk with him. You know, he had, those people would meet him at different, he'd take a long walk. So you'd meet him at Avenue I, you'd meet him at Avenue, you know, like, he was so scheduled, he was so busy learning the whole day. He gave, I think, the answer, he gave 13 shurim a day. Right? Besides his famous Thursday night shiur, everything. So he comes to this meeting, he tops out the thing, he says, people think the Russian put them in this world for their children. It's not true. It was the end of the meeting. That was it. That's all he told them. The Russian put us in this world, we should become the biggest people we're supposed to become. Part of that is taking is a class for our children. But people say, oh, the main thing is that I should take care of my kids. No, the main thing is you should be the Eved Hashem with whatever the Kalim the Russian gives you. And the people spend their whole life making trust funds for their kids. And they don't make any trust fund for them, Haba, for themselves. I once heard a tape from Revel Barrel Wine. He said, it's a parallel of Gemara. The Gemara says that Reish Lakish, when he was Nifter, so Reish Lakish was, you know, was the head of the listing. Obviously, he was a very rich person. He learned Torah. He ended his life, he left over, he had a kava marikus. Marikus is a type of a vegetable. He left over, he says, his portfolio, when he left the world, was one kav's worth of vegetables. He says, Karl Atzma Posik, Wazer Lacherim Chelim. He left over his strength to other people. He spent his life gathering wealth to leave to other people. That's what he said about himself. Could have spent another 20 minutes learning. I spent the 20 minutes instead leaving over vegetables for my kids. He says, we picture our life as the crisis to make sure that our kids have, you know, financial security. The Russian will take care of your financial security. Your responsibility is to take care of yourself on the entire. So here this from Barrel Wine. He says, can you understand the clarity of thought to do that? He says, in the world, in our world of, you know, people with their portfolios and their portfolios of portfolios, you know, the whole thing is in that world. He says, you know, can you imagine the clarity of thought to understand that's not the purpose of life? That was his comment. Okay. Not an easy Gemara to hear. Yeah. No. We have to digest it. Mashal Masen of Elpono Velavido. Now, there is a Muslim person who has a different level of Christ to children than he has to other people. You know, the person should never submerge his responsibility to himself, that he should develop. I have to tell you, one Maisa. I think the Peshat Lamaisa. I think there's a Peshat Lamaisa. There's a family Kaufman. Their grandchildren from Rabbi Yaakov of Herman, the all for the boss. So the son-in-law, the daughter was Nifter. His daughter Freda was Nifter, but he was married to Philip Kaufman. Philip Kaufman had a few sons. So one of the sons was a Vremel Kaufman. So Vremel went with him Vremel went with him. So in the early 50s, he was learning Torah, he was learning a Kabbalah. And the Prince was getting angry hard. He went to Biskarov and he says he wants to stop learning. Biskarov said to him, Vremel, do you have bread to eat? He said, yeah. Do you have butter to put on the bread? He said, yes. He says, go back to learning. A year later, he came back to him. He said, he wants to leave Kabbalah. He says, do you have bread to eat? He said, yeah, do you have butter to put on the bread? He said, no. He says, it's time to go to work. Now, Mr. Rowe held, but butter was important. Right? There's enough community. Bread he has. He said, in the generation you're dealing with, you can't raise your kids like that. You're going to raise your kids that, you know, totally impoverished. You know, there's a generation where you can do that. You raise your kids because, you know, listen, you go and eat, you know, the scraps from behind the restaurants, and I'm going to learn, right? Your kids are going to go off to Derek. That's not what the Moors say. The kids weren't going off to Derek, you know. The kids will also, so they grow up with an appreciation of the importance of learning, and they go learn themselves. But if you raise a generation of kids that are going to resent it, I don't know, it's a different ballgame. That's what I think the Biskarov was telling them, you know. You have to know the generation that you're dealing with. But that's because you are actively damaging their neshama. Over here, they wasn't damaging the neshama. The ones that they said, eat less food, you know. Where our world is musagim of food, you know. You go back to people who lived in Europe, and what was the musagim of food, you know. My mother-in-law told me, as I mentioned to you, like, you know, she saw meat once a year on Pesach. Who had food? Who had meat? We're so stuffed, it's crazy. Like, you know, we're worried about the food, you know. This is people that they had one meal a day. There's people that had one meal a day. That was normal for many families. That was it. They had one meal a day. Did they come out bad people? Did they end up, you know, did they end up not accomplishing in their life? They accomplished in their lives. Like, so move on with life already. But our society, be careful, because we're so pampered. If we don't get it, we people go off the derech. You know?
Even more recently, bedtime reading, I'm reading to my kids from Beverly Cleary books from the 50s and 60s. And people are complaining. The kids are aware of the high price of meat. You know, there isn't extra meat at dinner. Or they don't have meat so often because it's so expensive.
Right. Yeah, you know. Okay. And the Moshe Shmuz, the right, the something more. Mishal Masada Balpodom Habidoy, Pasuk says that the Roshim pays to his those who hate him to their face in order to destroy them, to be mavid them, make them get lost literally. Roshim Levi Amoli Mikra Kosa Biyepshal Armor. Where if the Pasuk wouldn't say, we wouldn't be allowed to say such a thing. Kaviyachol, as if it were to say, Kodem Senoise Masi Alponov Mavakash Lashicha Vimeno. Bershom is carrying a burden and he wants to like throw it away. That's the Bershom's attitude towards the Sone. Well, Yachol, the Sone, the Bershom doesn't push off the act of responding to the hatred.
Is there a change from plural to singular there?
Yes, there is. Amrabila, the son of Hudalo Yaakar, Avala Yaakar, let's say, Dikim Gumurim. Version will not push off the payment, so the Rosh gets his scar in Elam Hazem. Version will not wait, he'll make sure that he gets paid right away. The Pazak is pronounced the son of, even though it's. I'm sorry, it's pronounced as Sono, right? Each one of them, the Bereshit will not push off, make sure they get, he can, so the Bereshit will pay this person his schar mitzvahs in this world. And this, he will not get Olam Haba, because he got paid off in this world. But Tzaddikim Gemurim, the Bereshit will wait, so they will, might live through the life of a poverty, they won't get their payment in this world. Which is in that same, that's it's the next pasuk. So what is the pasuk teaching me? It's teaching me Hayom La'aser Som, well, the Mocher La'aser Som. You cannot do mitzvahs in the world to come. You can only do them today in this world. Hayom La'aser Som, the Mocher La'kabaschar, but the. This is not a world which is made for schar. It's a world made for work. The schar is an olam haba. So the Rdesa, Mithlamiyo says, so what's shep out of Russia? He says,
Russia.
Yeah. What's up with the Russia? The Russian pays him in this world. He says, you know, there's different levels of doing mitzvahs. And the person does a mitzvah, the shema, so that level of mitzvah, you can't describe it as a this worldly concept. The person does it, it makes sense to him because he likes the idea, something like that. So it means it was the mitzvah really was defined by the olam ha, the human being's limited mind. So that's what he did. He did a limited mitzvah, which he decided was a good idea. That mitzvah is an olam hazeh mitzvah. Mitzvah does because that's the Bereshit's mitzvah. It's the Bereshit's mind which is mitzvah. He's connecting into the Bereshit, which is infinite. It's obviously that you can't pay infinite reward for an infinite concept. Can't be finite. But a finite concept, I think it makes sense. So you are a finite being with your finite mind, decided it's a good idea to do this finite thing. Well, finite things you can pay in this world. But not infinite things. That's what he says. Tells the Rav, takes a little bit. There's a concept in Kabbalah called Hishtalshalus. Hishtalshalus is basically that the idea that all the different, the Bereshit has different layers of worlds, and anything which exists in this world was first conceived and higher worlds. And it goes from one world to the next till it comes down to this world. So something which is very physical in this world, it's a physical item, has a spiritual antecedent to it in the higher worlds, in the higher existences. So the person, it's the same schar. It can be given in a finite form or an infinite form. You choose. A person who decides that Elam Hazeh is what's important. So he chose Elam Hazeh. So you chose Elam Hazeh, you'll get that reward of this world. That's the Morris story about the case of the person, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalavta. The Morris says, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavta, that he was impoverished and he davened, and a golden leg of a table made out of gold appeared. Phenomenal wealth. She said, give it back. His wife said, give it back. He says, your table in Gan Eden is going to be missing a leg. And they had a marataka that his table in Gan Eden was missing a leg. Said, what does that mean? He says, in Shemayim, there's golden tables with golden legs. It means in Shemayim, in a richliest expression, there was something which was an infinite expression, which is able to be condensed down to a finite form in this world. You choose. Do you want to get in this world? You want to get in the world to come. Since I said, I don't want to get in this world. That's stupid. He says, you know, you tell the person, you know, we can cash in the lottery ticket now. We'll give you $1 million. If you hold on to it and you let it accrue, so it'll be worth. That's the famous thing you ask the person, what would you like? You like $1 million now, or you like, I'll give you a penny today and 2 pennies tomorrow and 3 pennies, you know, 4 pennies the next day and 8 pennies a day. What would you like? Everything. Like $1 million now. He's a stupid idiot. Right? If that keeps going, at some point in time, the numbers, very shortly, the numbers start becoming astronomical sums of money. So why would I want in this world if I get an Elohim, which is infinite? Satanic, his Kaveh is life. It's about the Baruch Shem, it's about mitzvahs, it's about... So he decided he's an infinite being. So he gets scarred in an infinite place. The Russia says, I want... He gets the same scar in a finite form, in a physical form. So he gets it in this world. Omer of Chagi, Vitamer of Shmuel Barnachmeni, Madhusiv, Erech Apayim. Erech Apayim is plural. Erech Af, maybe Boyle should say, the Reshim is Marech, his Af, right? His anger. El Erech Apayim, the Tzadikim, Erech Apayim, the Reshim. The Reshim has an account of Erech Af for Tzadikim, and he has another one for Reshim.
So this week's
Parsha,
Shlach. Moshe has invokes the midos Erech Apayim. As Rashi says that Achlokas.
The Rishoyim and the Tzaddikim, right? Shemaskim and Mariv. Shchar is Loshon Shachar is a Rashi Tap Rashi. Loshon Shachar is Karev is Loshon Arev. Arev Achzor Al Bonav Kedachsev. Chazal Darshan that an Arev is Achzor Al Bonav Kedachsev. The Nei Arev Shikro. We say it in Pesukah Zimra. What does that mean? That the parents doesn't feed them like the other birds. That the parent bird feeds the child. Because Baruch Hu mazim lohim yetushim and nichnosim l'sech piyim. Breshem is mazim that insects grow there in the nest, develop there in the nest, and he gets eats. That kurmes yirokas. One shot is referring to a vegetable.
What do you mean when said in the Gemara? Meishleimu korme.
Right. So are there any kermis? There's no more kermis left in the Hagam. You're welcome. There's food available. Go down to the marsh, you know, the local marsh. Pull out some wild growing of fruit and eat it. Lishnachrina, the second chat is gemilach. It's a type of a gemi, a type of a soft reed, a soft grass. When you take out the soft thing inside, you can grind it up and make a bread, like a bread out of it. Rabbi Mocher wrote like a lexicon, so it refers to the Aleph Beis of Rabbi Mocher. He goes to the different letters, and you know, by he can explain words by letters. It's a lexicon. It's sausage. up and up.
So what?
Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, but Dermal Leg, that's just the name of the Sefer. Apanav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, but Dermal Leg, Kemasi, Lefanav. It's like a burden on him, so he wants to get rid of it. Lamacher Lassesim Shalach, Misa, Lassi Lovai, and Bola Kaimitz is in a moil. You can't do misses after you die. If you prepare Erev Shabbos, you have what to eat at Shabbos. Adam Hamba's Shabbos. It's not Erev Shabbos. Can't remember something about Zerah. We had that about Zerah. Pai Masha Ponim Bein Sechuch has Bein Zoymos. Pai is plural of faces. A happy face and a sad face, an angry face. Pai Sechuch has Marach Umachar Letzadikim Losa Lovat. Bershim uses the Erech HaPayim, the Russian waits, uses this meat of waiting for the tzaddikim, because he's happy to wait, because he's going to give him the reward in Olam Haba.
So Afar HaPayim means faces, but why does it mean anger? Is that
it's a fair question. The word what's the catch in the two things? But the word Afar separately also means anger. The reason is because anger is we usually recognize anger being expressed in the person's in seen on his face. V'payim zayamoyz marach l'rishoyim u'ma'achar l'pernusim l'adam haba. The angry face is he also was marach af. He waits for to give it to l'adam haba. Okay, that's the end of the Gadot. Ad beis asayim. So that he said, there's a limit how large you can make the area of the beta, the pasi biros, up to an area of basis sign. You boil the hoop. Bor a pasin kamer. Dima bor bele pasin kamer. So the more is a question over here. When we say the area is based on time, what are we referring to? Referring to the total area of the Pasi Berdos, inclusive of the well, of the bore, of the cistern? Or alternatively, does it mean that the area based on time of the bore, and not discussing the area of the Pasi, there's a limit how large you make a cistern, you make a very large cistern, there's a limit, you can't make the cistern more than based on time. What's the question? So the problem is we'll see later on there's a concept of an area which is not enclosed with dira, it's called a karfif. You can't carry it in that, even if it has walls around it.
It's not enclosed
for dira. It's not enclosed for dira purposes. So it's not enclosed for dira purposes. So Chazal said if it's more than basis sign, you can't carry. So what Yehuda holds, if you allow over here more than Beis HaSayim, people will draw the conclusion that you're allowed to carry it in an area which is larger than Beis HaSayim, even though it's not enclosed with Dira.
Even if it's not enclosed.
Yeah. So where do you get that wrong conclusion from? Something more like this. Adam Nesin Eina Beboro, people focus on the cistern. Does the people focus on the boar? Because you know the also the tula yosim beisasayim bekarfif. So if the boar is the right size, even though the area is larger, people won't say, "Oh, you see, you can carry such a large area," because people focus on the size of the boar, so they don't notice how big the area of the mechitza around it is. So they're going to say, as long as the boar is the right size, they're not going to draw the conclusion by looking at the area which is enclosed around the boar. They're not going to conclude you're allowed to carry in a large area. They're not going to focus on that. People look in the whole enclosed area. And that being said, they're going to draw the conclusion that you're allowed to carry in an area which is enclosed more than basis sign. You're allowed to carry, which is wrong. So that's the shiloh. Toshma, come here, make a rub, and the price says, how close can they be? Kereshah v'rubah shal poro. How far can you make the border, the mechitza? Filakura, filakuraim. Even the area of a base kura, or two kura base kura. Yudam or base asayim, mutter, yes, my base asayim is also. There's a limit to base asayim. Amul rebihuda, the chumas had rebihuda. Yet a moida bedir, visar, muksa bechotzer, fila base chamashis kura, base asaras kura. Shemutter. Don't you agree by these areas which are enclosed to corral the animals or to use for the chotzer to store things? You can make it very large. We had this before. So there's a bona fide enclosure there. We heard it just pass him. So they do. Or.
What?
Huh? No, okay. Bor base asayim. You can't make the bor larger than the base asayim. Base asayim and base asayim, it's a square base asayim. It means that's not doubled. It means it's made as a square. A square, a base asayim, when you square it, 50 by 100 is 70.71 by 70.71. So it's basically, in halakha we look at it, it's 70 amas plus 2/3 of an amma, which is 0.66, which is it's 4 tefachim out of 6, and a mashu more, Rashi says, an etzba, so it's a half of an etzba is worth more. Well, I amr l'harka gel kadei rishu v'rubah shel porter. See, he understands that what you're allowed to extend is the bore, you can make the cistern larger, but the area around it that you're enclosing, the hatter is that's all you got. You can't make the area around it larger than that. That's a whole totally different understanding. Now, so Rav Shimon Lozer says base of Sayim, Rav Yehuda says base of Sayim, and Rav Shimon Lozer clearly says base of Sayim. How many cover of Shimon Lozer bore will pass him? He's defining Beis HaZayim in the cistern itself, which is one of our possibilities. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda bore upasim kamer. So we have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds, it means the bore and the passing together is Beis HaZayim. Versus, well, oh, he's not so. Rabbi Yehuda bore will pass and come, he meant bore will pass. Hachi Hanu Rav Shimon ben Elazar. He said the same thing as Rav Shimon ben Elazar. He said, Yikibanayu, Baruch v'katan. The difference is, if it's not a square, it's not a balanced shape, it's long and thin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's acceptable. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that's not acceptable. Kalam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, let's finish off. Kol Aver Sheh Tashmisha Ladir, you have an area which is not roofed, it's open, it's airspace. But it was made, it was enclosed for the purpose of using it for people for living purposes. Dar Basar Muksa Bukhatsu. Feel basically Mish Skurum, Saras Kurum is Mut. The opposite, Bukhal Dira Shatashmisha Laver, in case of something which is enclosed and it has a roof, so it's a dira. But the main reason why you made it was to facilitate the area around it, outside of it. The Avra is more important. For example, Kagarn Burgenin Shabbasadis. So the Burgenin are there to facilitate the Shabbat being there to take care of the enclosed area. Even though it's a base deer, it's not really a base deer, it's a mukam. The other person, I have a house, it's a heckle tip, so to be able to go out and watch my backyard. Over here you have this booth, is to watch the area around it. So it doesn't get a chashiva of base dira, and therefore base asayim is mutter, yes, base asayim is also. So tashmish dira allows you to have a very large area, tashmish of avir does not. So here's the chiddush, even though it's roofed, it looks like a dira, it's considered like tashmish avir. You have something which is open, which has a lachal tashmish dira. So the Rashi is not